This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 22nd of November, 2021. Got the best technology news that's been going on over the weekend, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Looky there, the Google Pixel 6a looks like it's going to be lacking a headphone jack. Some new rendered images have leaked online of the new Pixel 6a phone, giving us a little bit of a glimpse of what to expect, or what not to expect. We all know the Pixel 6a belongs to the budget-friendly Pixel A series lineup, though let it be said, looks almost identical to the standard Pixel 6. We can see at the bottom of the device it has a USB-C port, a speaker, and a microphone, but no headphone jack. There also appears to be no fingerprint sensor on the outside of the device as well, meaning the scanner could be placed underneath the screen, like we've seen on the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro. Now, getting back to that headphone jack, the Pixel 6a would actually be the first mid-range Pixel device to actually come without one. Pixel 5a, Pixel 4a, and Pixel 3a, yeah, the headphone jack was definitely there. These are also just renders too, and leakage online. These things can change, as there's no official word yet from Google. Grand Theft Auto, what a whole bunch of problems it had last week. We've reported it here on the news show, particularly with all the PC hiccups. And finally, Rockstar's getting around to all the customers saying, we're gonna fix it, we promise. Yes, the remastered mess for GTA will apparently get all of its fix, including titles on the PC, very soon. As the company puts it, it's promising a title update in the coming days, and apparently will address all the number of issues it's having, particularly making the plans of having the original PC versions for all three games available as a bundle very shortly. Rockstar Games actually sent out a statement saying, first, we just want to sincerely apologize to everybody who's encountered issues playing these games, going on to say that the updated versions of these classic games did not launch in a state that meets our own standards. So hopefully, they're going to be getting around to fix all these bugs and glitches soon that's been plaguing customers since November 11th when everything launched. That new version of Halo Fitness Band over there at Amazon? Well, if it was on your list, you might want to make a mental note, because pre-order is about to happen. Yes, announced way back in September at their hardware event. Looks like Amazon's first wearable is ready for pre-order. That is their first wearable with a display, and is actually going to cost $30 less if you get it now. Looks like it's going to be $50 for the pre-order period, but when it's over, it'll go up to $80. However, though, you definitely are pre-ordering. It's not going to be shipping real soon. In fact, the date hasn't even been set for the thing yet. All we're hearing from Amazon is it will ship sometime in December, meaning it may be or it may not be in your Christmas stocking. However, though, when you do get Amazon's new wearable, it definitely still will come with that year-long Halo membership. Finally, are you ready to whip the llama's ass? If those words sound familiar to you, that should hark you back to the late 90s and early 2000s, and immediately should bring to mind Winamp. What the hell ever happened to Winamp? Well, it's actually still there, though it hasn't had any updates since 2018. That's all about to change, however, because Winamp is announcing a new reimagined update. No, don't look for just a whole redesign here for your MP3 collection. We could be getting a whole streaming service from Winamp, or at least integrations with streaming services. Actually, there's not a whole lot of information right now what's coming, just that something big is coming from Winamp. One thing we definitely have been told directly is that the new project is not a standard music player. And we've also heard it's going to be your go-to player for everything media, be it on your hard drive, on your server, or in the cloud. Now, of course, before, music, podcasts, radio stations all integrated into Winamp. Took a little trickery sometimes, but yeah, it worked. And by the sound of it, those features will probably still be there. Hopefully less confusing. We do know that Winamp was bought by Audio Valley recently, and they could be just using the Winamp name to generate some publicity. And if they are, well, it's working. You've made it here on the news show. As for when more information will be available, that we don't know. But little birdies have told us we should hear something before Christmas. you got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official site for everything that is BTN at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you find all the podcasts from the BTN Network. Go check out the latest Mac show over there. If you haven't already, check out that great interview with Jeff Cable over there on the Photo Show. And of course, it's where you find the new show as well, and the big show too. Also, check us out on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter too at British Tech. And come on by our community and join our family today, where it's definitely more the merrier. And you can join us by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.